Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, January 1st, 2012. Happy New Year! Oh, I shouldn't say that so loud. Oh, wait, get some Gatorade, get some aspirin. Oh, what? You should have drunk some water before going to bed. Oh, you crazy people. Well, anyway, instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, although, really, I didn't drink anything last night. I feel great. And this coffee with the Baileys in it? Best Christmas present ever. Oh, the topic. Oh, right. The topic this week was return. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's get right to it. First up, it's our good friend, Thomas. Oh, he's on his fifth coffee already. Let's see what he's come up with. Take it away, Thomas.
He had been saving aluminum cans for over 25 years. His yard, carport, and garage were full of plastic bags and boxes of soda and beer cans. His yard and garage were also full of insects and mice because he never washed the beer and sugary pop out of the containers. He realized he could throw anything into the yard to dispose of it in minutes. The yard was a dark, moving sea of creatures, all hungry and buzzed on the sugar. He meant to return the cans, but had more fun watching and listening to the symphony of consumption. The return trip was uneventful. He spent most of the ride with his head in a book, sometimes dozing, sometimes pretending to doze when the woman insisted on telling him about her Christmas and her big church. He was not sure when he was supposed to get off the bus. He had forgotten where he started his ride. Lately, his memory was worse. He rummaged in his bag and pockets to find a clue to his starting point. Every year, he took the same trip to his brother's house and was lost on the bus for days at a time.
Excellent as always, Thomas. I enjoyed those. And thank you. And Happy New Year. I'm going to say that to everyone, I think. No, wait. I got to come up with something a little more creative. Happy Sylvester? The Feast of St. Sylvester. Or never mind. I'll just smile. You can always hear a smile. Is that smile too wide? Okay. Next up, we have Botko Questy, who's come back. Although her blog says there's some sort of death going on there. Part one, you know, because death comes in stages, the first stage being post your blog. Okay, here's Botgirl, and I hope it, you know, I was going to say I hope it takes a very, very, very long time because I'm enjoying your stories, but then there's suffering and pain, unless it's not pain. I don't know. I've probably stuck, if I were a millipede, I'd have 1,000 feet in my mouth by now. Here's Botgirl.
"It's so strange to be back again," Knight said. "How long has it been?" I asked. "Jesus," she sighed. "It must be 2 years." "2 years," I mused. "Wow, you never snuck in that whole time?" "Nope," she shrugged. "Knight's been dead to me." "That's funny," I said, talking to myself as much as her. "Funny?" she asked. "What's funny about being dead to myself?" "Funny, you were alive to me that whole time," I replied. "Alive in your imagination," she said. "Where else do we live?" I asked. We sat for a while, contemplating the virtual sunset.
"Let me tell you about that virtual sunset, kid. You need to wear virtual sunscreen. Otherwise, you get virtual skin cancer. And that's no good, because virtual surgery, it doesn't do anything." Oh, sorry. Happy New Year, Botgirl, and happy Sylvester, and happy, new calendar. Most podcasters would edit out the drinking of the coffee. Me, I enhance it. I'm going to go back in and amplify it by 1,000. It'll be like a thundering coffee drink. And speaking of a thundering coffee drink, the tall drink of water known as Whiskey Day has returned. Yay! Although there's supposed to be some sort of, I think vodka was doing in the style of whiskey, and whiskey was doing the style of vodka, and, you know, I'm doing this flamenco style. I don't know why I keep bringing up flamenco dancing. I don't know how, and I have no interest in it. And really, watching people like that, it looks like they're threatening me with music. So it's like you stomp too many times. What are there bugs on the floor? So here's Whiskey, and don't mention spiders around her.
Bot Girl Questy and I switched genres this week. She challenged me to write a creepy cliché story, which is normally her forte, and she'll take on my clever slice of life. Never Alone by Whiskey Day. 5 days. 12 showers. 3 bottles of vodka. But she could still smell them. Floating in the bath with her ears below water, she could still hear them. No amount of scrubbing would remove the midnight dirt from under her nails. No amount of spitting weakened the taste of blood. She'd planned every detail, thought of every step. It had been so smooth. No trace and no witnesses, except for the hand on her shoulder, the whispers, the shadows that stalked her every move. She thought she would finally be rid of them, but they returned, again and again.
Oh my God, the shadows stalking her. It would be a lot worse if they were the shadows of spiders, I guess. That would, and they'd have, you know, 8 instead of 1. God, it's scaring me already. By the way, Happy New Year, Whiskey, and Happy Sylvester, and thank you. I need to make that sound more genuine. Oh, I'll go back and just edit that. Yeah, you know me, I don't edit anything. I don't censor, I don't edit, I barely do anything. I just drag and drop and then ramble for a bit. Is that podcasting? You know, all these, you know, does Fresh Air do it that way? Does Terry Gross just say, screw it. I'm just going to go into the studio in my, you know, sweats and whatever. Oh, we got to feed in. Or hey. And then like 20 minutes later, it's in the can. Doesn't read. Doesn't even work out. You know, just comes on in. Chewing on Oreos or something. Has an assistant dip them in milk. Although that's their NPR. They probably can't afford that. Okay, so it's an unpaid intern that dips them in milk. Probably has to bring the Oreos and the milk in, too. And a plate. Probably on renewable bamboo or something just to look good. I'm sorry, am I rambling again? Yeah, I've lost it. More coffee. And while I drink this more coffee, kick a Bailey's. You would think that Bailey's would be sponsoring this. Oh no, I'm sponsoring them. How does that work? I don't know, but maybe Tura Bregianu will explain that to us in this story. I certainly hope so. I've been thinking about it for weeks. So Tura, tell us the story.
Fighting dragons, tricking thieves, outsmarting wizards. Finally, discovering the long-lost treasure. Then the return. Frozen wastes, burning deserts, jungles of festering corruption, pirates, wars. Ragnar overcame them all. At last, he arrived home. He strode into the Great Hall of Books. I, Ragnar the 47th, have returned. Behold, the Book of the Excalibarion of Pandiculatory Awakenings, lost since Ragnar the First perished, working his magic. The librarian examined the book, then peered severely at Ragnar over her half-moon spectacles. This is 3,026 years, 4 months, and 10 days overdue. I'm afraid there's going to be a rather large fine.
Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Tora, and Happy New Year and Sylvester. And if you really ought to put that in a note card and share that one with some of the librarian groups, they'll get a kick out of that one. If you don't mind, I want to send that one to Derry in Caledonia over at Shawnee and let them know that, yeah, this is, I like this one. I can imagine this one being some sort of little film or machinima or something, or someone, you know, totally warping a Skyrim movie. You know, dun 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 dun, dun, dun.
Here.
So, thank you. That woke me up more than the coffee with Bailey's in it. No, I don't. They don't sponsor me. They don't. Otherwise, hell, I would say, you know, I am drinking large amounts of money brought to you by the Fed. No, doesn't work, does it? You have to eat money. Ooh, all right, we've got some stories from Zachman. Zachman has returned. He has two, and a third one that he's throwing at the midget, in case the midget is looking for something to do. I wish the midget would mop up Nardo's barf. You know, the worst part is, you have to wait a little while before giving him a tummy pill. So, and then, you know, it's like, oh, he goes and chews on the dry food again. Oh, lovely. Great. Well, oh well, he made it to 2012. Warranty expired long ago. Bonus time. I think I'll go hug him. Here's Zachman and his story.
Charlie asked the bookstore guy if he has anything punny. Didn't you like the Jasper Ford book? I like Thursday Next, but was looking for something with more puns. Have you read any of Pierce Anthony Xanth books or Terry Pratchett's Discworld books? Yes, all of them, answered Charlie. My, you are an avid reader, aren't you? How about the Myth series? We don't have any only written by Joni Lynn Nye, but still have many written with Robert. Grab a couple and pay tomorrow, or take two aspirins and call me in the morning.
Did I say Zachman in his story? Oh, no, 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 no. It's Zachman and his stories. There's another one right now.
Charlie got a job managing a grocery store. A new and used bookstore was his favorite customer. Charlie had taken M&Ms separated by colors and grapes into the store. I am sorry, said the bookstore guy, but those are green grapes, and we have Seth Harwood reading here in 2 days, and he only likes noir. Great job on Scott Sigler's M&Ms. Oddly, he wants classical music tomorrow instead of rock. Where can I find some classical music with lots and lots of violins? Oh no, my assistant put Jake Bible's zombie robot book in religion again.
What do you mean it's not a religious book? Oh, by the way, Zachman was one of the two people that wrote in saying, I guess I'm too late. Folks, okay, all right. So last week I said, first off, thank you, Zachman. Happy New Year and Merry Sylvester. Did I get that right? Okay, doesn't matter. I can just edit it in. He was one of the two people that said, you know, oh, I guess I'm too late or whatever. Okay, the instructions at the end of the podcast said email address, Amazon, or iTunes, first five. Guess how many people actually did that? Just take a wild guess. I'll give you some time. You're not even going to guess because the answer is zero. Zero people. Zero. I saved up all year. I collected cans. I beat up homeless people. I went up to them and said, you know, all year you've been begging me for money. Come on, a little bit of it back. Discover cashback for buying awful nasty things. I put on 45 pounds. I put 45 pounds back on, eating even cheaper food, just so that I could save up to provide you with that little end-of-the-year gift. And no one took it. You broke my heart, people. You broke... Well, actually, what broke my heart is putting a few pounds back on. And when I'm done with this, I really need to go for a hike. You know, the Baileys probably won't help. Maybe it will. Maybe I'll just fill up my water bottle with Baileys. Yeah, that's a good way to get a walk in. It's not like I'm going to stop by the store. All the stores are closed, for once. As opposed to, you know, I try to walk in and they say, oh, there is the guy who tried to pass the bad check. God, who passes checks anymore? All right, so, one more. Yeah, that's right. Zachman sent one in for the midget, so let's see what... Come on, wake up. No, get over here. I know you were partying last night. Come on, it's not like the ball dropping in Times Square. They light up the frickin' convention center, man. Big deal. Big frickin' deal. Oh, Delbert McClinton. Oh, come on, when was he hot? What, back in B.C.? Oh, come on. All right, the midget's ready. Here we go.
I want to return this video. The return counter guy said... Really, little guy, have you watched it? I personally love this series. Why do you wish to return it? It is called Dwarf, right? Right, it is science fiction humor. The problem I have with it is not one short Native American person in it. Okay, I can take it back just this once. Next time check IMDb before you buy a movie, said the guy. Can I return this book? No, you may not return Dead Mech by Jake Bible, because the Kindle edition is currently free.
You know, if you had actually said, hey, here's my email address, and I want Amazon, it doesn't matter whether it's free or not. You could have gotten that and something. That, you know, come on. Maybe, okay, here you go, folks. Maybe I'll do it again on, Valentine's Day? And it'll be for, like, you know, a few prizes and flowers, chocolate. Sure, it'll arrive probably by March. But the point is, come on, let me do something nice for you. For once. Right. Thank you, Zach, man, and the midgets. And now that I'm berating you people for... I should just... Why? Why do I do those things? Why don't I do any of this? Right. Bailey's. It's a little touch of coffee that makes it socially acceptable. 7:21. Right. That's okay. In Japan, it's already time to go to bed, which means I shouldn't be drinking coffee. Next up, Charlie White. Cool! And he's got two stories. All these people with going for two stories. Wow, that's great. I mean, I gotta tell you, once you get on a roll, my goal for 2011 was to finish the year with every story ready for 2012. And I made it. I frickin' made it. I have an entire year from Monday to Saturday already. I was just on a tear. 6 to 7 stories a day. Sometimes it was like 10, 11. Wow. And some of them actually did not suck. So the problem is, of course, you won't be able to hear those until November or December. But if you're following my Google Plus, you're seeing the drafts. At least the ones that, you know, won't get me banned from Google Plus. There was one that was kind of pushing it. Oh, well. Stories. Charlie White, here you go. Why? Why do I... I don't know. Here he is. He's got two. So, let's go ahead and Ernie Banks this one up. Pow!
Return. The presents? I love them all. I did want to get into the correct mindset, though, to return things. I did return some white beets to the grocery supplier because they were charred beyond recognition. You know, Swiss chard. I did imbibe some on the holiday, but I stopped before the pint of no return. Can great leaders return? I mean, like, can Napoleon return to his place of birth? Of Corsican? It is nothing like that cow dreading the prodigal son's return, though. After all, it was the fated calf. Happy New Year, everyone out there.
You're a mean, cruel person. Oh, good. Well, at least you're in the right podcast. Oh, another story by you? Sure, why not? Let's just cue it up and... What did I do with my life?
Return. I inched myself along the edge. The ledge I was on was narrow. I was scared. I had put a plant out to get some sun, but the plant moved away from my hand along the ledge. I stretched to get it, but it was just out of reach. I had to crawl out. The window closed and locked behind me. I couldn't open it. I hoped my next-door neighbors had their window open. I found myself moving slowly. At the corner, the ledge ended. I could not turn around. I found myself at the point of no return.
That's one wicked, mean, evil plant. Ooh, can you send me a cutting? Let me send you my address. Thank you, Charlie, and Happy New Year, and Merry Sylvester, and I don't have anything else. Any suggestions? Put them in the comments. Although, you people never put in comments. I should just get rid of the comments section and probably put up, I don't know, pictures of cats. I used to put up more pictures of cats. It's just that it's so hard getting a good picture of a black cat because, they absorb light. And also when they roll around in the dirt, it shows up really well on them. So what you see is this clotted, modded shadow. Not very impressive. Not very impressive. Oh, good stuff. They were playing with Fluffy Boy last night. It was really cool. Although Mist was playing with Fluffy Boy. Fluffy Boy was whining a little bit. I got to pet him a little. It was Bruin was starting to get a little defensive. And he was like, ooh, wait. Oh. He was, stalking the fluff. And they never fought, but Bruin did let him know, hiss, hiss, hiss. So, I'm hoping this doesn't escalate. Because he's a really nice cat. Well, Fluffy Boy is. Bruin, he has his moments. Right now he's under, Gina's arm asleep, because he's such a suck-up. Right. Oh, wait, do we have updates? Yes, we have updates. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let Tom know that I recognize the fact that he has updates, so get your monkey awards out. You may need to add some arms to them to represent your greater achievements. With no further ado, here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got end-of-the-year stats. Zachman is one story behind Justin. Young Danny Dwyer moves ahead of Andrew Ian Dodge. We have over 3,270 stories, ending the year with the highest weekly average to date. 11.1. Total authors stand at 313. Most of them friends of Jeffrey. On a personal note, this week, I will be posting my 400th story, and boy are my fingers tired. Tonight's story is called A Room. The door opens into the room. When you use the key, it always returns you to the room. But where actually is this room? Some believe it was located somewhere off of Old Highway 666. Others will tell you it's outside our reality, pitched between two opposing points of reference. As I look out the window, I see a most ubiquitous, horizontal desert plateau, only broken by the backside of a neon motel sign. Oddly enough, I don't see my name in the arrangement of letters. No angle 3 Tom. Physics in flux. A mirrored universe that doesn't mirror. Happy New Year, Lawrence.
And Happy New Year to you, Tom. And Merry Sylvester. And thank you. What was that all about? I don't know. This podcast is going to wind up being longer than the Christmas one. And there's only like, 18 stories in this one. That Christmas one, there was like 43. My God, everyone just, woo! It was like some sort of celebration or something. Whew. That's okay, all the posers left. Ugh. What am I doing this for? People are nice, and they send in stories, and they take up the challenge, and then I'm like, stiff-arming them like some jerk, like some Simon Cowell. That's right, it's Lauren Simon Cowell, and hey, you're... No, I should be nicer to you people. I really should, because if I'm not nice, then you might be scarred for life and never write again. And who knows? Who knows what you may write? So many people have gone on to greater things beyond the weekly challenge and 100-word stories. None of them come to mind, but still, I'm sure there might be. It's not like they give me free copies of their books or anything. Can't put them on the shelf. Make me pay extra to sign it. Sometimes call security. Next story is by Muncie. You have to say it just that way. Muncie! Or Muncie. Drink your coffee. I need a refill. So here's Muncie and his story, and you've been warned.
Greetings, podcastulators and podcasternatrixes. I'm Chris Monroe, and I'm here with a story for you to listen to. So yeah, that should be fun, right? The Return by Chris Monroe. With thanks to Cyanide and Happiness. I'm bringing Sexy back. You see, I received Sexy for Christmas, and while it's lovely, it doesn't really go with my lifestyle. I'm more an awkwardly charming person. I hope they accept it. I don't have the receipt, but it's immediately post-Christmas, and I'm sure they're getting a lot of attributes returned. They might only give me store credit, and that's fine. I'll exchange it for a little more talent to add to the meager pile I have. Either way, I'll be bringing Sexy back. It was fun to play with, but I have no use for it long term. More of my writings at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweetings on Twitter at MunzeeMunzee. Happy 2012, everyone, and many happy thoughts to you all.
Oh, no. No happy thoughts. If you think, you'll lose. Do this without thinking. Make it a reflex. Make 2012 the reflex year. Take it as it comes. Oh God, that's bland. I'm definitely going to have to add more Baileys to that. Thank you, Muncie. And Happy New Year. And don't bring Sexy back. There's no getting rid of it in your case. All right. Every week I should just flatter people. Next week is going to be a week of flattery. I'm just going to flatter the hell out of everyone. No more muttering. No more grumbling. I'm going to make that my resolution. No more muttering and grumbling. All happy. Which means I'll just copy all the stories in and just say, okay, that was this person, and on to the next person, and then hit play. I'm a grumbly person. I'm only just now realizing that. I'm not very insightful either. By the way, Muncie, if you do bring Sexy back, never mind. Just re-gift it. I'll take it. Although I don't need it. Speaking of Sexy, we have none other than Steven the Nuclear Man, whose atomic sexiness... Now wait, is atomic the same as nuclear? Oh, no. Ooh, I gotta sneeze. Okay, hold on. God, where are the tissues? Okay. Here, Stephen.
I knew it was time when I couldn't pretend my hair was just thinning. When she looked at me differently. When she left me after Christmas, saying I'd changed. I left the Lexus by the side of the road. The white noise of the waves washed over my ears. The moon hung gibbous in the clear winter sky. My bulging eyes could adapt. I peeled off my polyblend suit, kicked the leather loafers over the edge. I cried out in a croaking voice over the ocean. From the waves came a thousand voices in an answering cry, welcoming me home.
Ooh, okay. In addition to picking up Muncie's sexiness, dude, can you just wear the keys to the Lexus? I mean, do you have the title there too? Oh, thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man, or Stephen the Frog Person. I guess we're going to have to change a few things around this year. Happy New Year and Merry Sylvester. If you don't know what the Sylvester reference is, look, it's not the cat. Look it up. It's there in Wikipedia until they change it to something like, oh, I don't know, Vaclav Havel, you know, finger bangs. People do the sickest things on Wikipedia. You know, I think Wikipedia is the greatest collection of trolling. Oh, no, wait, that's not right. That's YouTube comments. Or it could be The Guardian. Either way, thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. And oh, you've brought family. Because the holidays are the time for family. Although, really, when today's done, holidays are... Well, okay, most people get tomorrow off. Not me. Again. Another Monday. Great. Oh, right, was I bitching about something? Right, I'm going to put a little more Baileys in this coffee. Chris the Nuclear Kid, you've been waiting all week for him. Here he is again. This is great. I love this. All the fun people are back, and all the, you know, mean, grumpy, well, except for me. Maybe someone will take my place. Maybe next year they'll be like, okay, you can hire an assistant. And God, I need to talk to the investors. Where are they, anyway? Do they exist? Hello? Oh.
King of Ice, King of Snow, King of Christmas and Mistletoe. Every year I hope to see you crash before my Christmas tree. I hope to see you stacking gifts just beneath my Christmas tree. Every Christmas Eve I cheer, for I know you will be stopping here. I want to see you, so I wait. Every year I wait and wait, but I guess it's not my fate. Despite my efforts, I missed my chance to see you a reindeer prance and prance. I missed this year, so now I yearn for the next Christmas when you return.
It's almost like waiting for the Great Pumpkin, except it's Santa, the Great Santa. Oh no, he's coming with an axe. Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid, and Happy New Year, and Merry Sylvester to you. God, it's starting to sound genuine. Ooh, I see up on the shelf that I've got both seasons of Alf. Maybe I should watch that later. I don't want to watch any bowl games or football. The Texans are playing today, which means they're going to lose. You know, ever since Matt Schaub was taken out for the Yates, no. And now Brian Cushing is pissed off because he's not, you know, they didn't pick him for the Pro Bowl. And Wade Phillips is finally back, although he's going to be up in the booth instead of yelling at Cushing. It's so sad. Ooh, I saw Fluffy Boy go by. Right. Whatever. This, if you go back in a few years and, you know, Olga, well, you know, this is where the descent and the madness accelerated. Speaking of madness, it's time for Dave of the Jen and Dave Show. He didn't record his story, making it, you know, tough and difficult on the midget. The midget had a bad year in 2011, and he was hoping for 2012, and then he doesn't lose his other leg to diabetes. God, I keep telling him, don't eat the candy bars, but I don't mean it, because if he eats them, I won't, and that's good. Right. Here's Dave and his story.
On the day of his return, all were separated. The unrighteous were ushered to his left. The unfortunate pleaded for mercy as they poured from the deity's hands into a floating lake of fire. Cheering roared from a few of the elect for those who received damnation. Confusion replaced cheering when some passed through the lake of fire and came out the other side cleansed, renewed, and reborn. The hypocrites boasted they did great things in the name of their God, but they too were dropped into the lake. The remaining righteous few wept for those lost to the fire.
Thank you, Dave. And, right, what was I supposed to say? Oh, yeah, Merry New Year, Happy Sylvester. Way to go, Sam. Has anyone named Sam ever been on this podcast? I'm just going to call you Sam, Dave. So you're now Sam Dave. Does that make sense? No? All right. Well, Banana Sam. Somebody stole Banana Sam from a San Francisco zoo. He's a little spider monkey. So someone's running around with a spider monkey named Banana Sam. So if you see it, ring, 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 Banana Sam. They pull out a spider monkey. That's them. They're a monkey thief. Right. Who's next? Norval Joe. Oh, good. He's back. All right. Well, I don't have anything prepared for you. You can check the fridge. What? No, you can't use my toothbrush. What? Hey, that's my couch. All right. Well, I guess I better hit play before he decides to have his mail forwarded here. Here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 297 with the prompt of return. So here's my story. Howard leaned a step out to the side to try and see past the woman ahead of him to the distant counter. He knew he had to be careful, though. If he stepped too far to the side, the person behind him would move forward and squeeze him right out of the line. It had happened to him the day before, and he had to start all over. He got to take a step forward and had the sudden hope he might just make it to the return counter in time to get money for next year's Christmas presents. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe, and you know what? Happy New Year, and Merry Sylvester to you. God, that sounded so fake. Right, maybe by the end of this podcast, I'll actually sound genuine about it. Wow, we're coming up on 40 minutes. I really babble a lot, don't I? Oh, well. Those of you who missed TJ last week, guess what? Two stories this week. Two adventures in online dating. Two of them. 1-2. Left and right punches to the throat. You are going to be going down. Going down. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. Date like a Casanova. Here's TJ. I don't have anything after that. I used it all up. Sorry, I should have stocked up for the new year, but, you know, all the stores are closed. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not a failure. I I... Well, fine. Here's your story. Two of them.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and no, I didn't participate in the Christmas Palooza because actually Lawrence had it right. I was having adventures in offline dating. My boyfriend had called Christmas Eve, and I'm afraid that I drifted into a sound sleep afterwards. So I had two stories turned in this week, as promised, and this week's adventures in online dating. I give you Dimwits. As these adventures have moved forward, I've found trust dying inside a little. So many of these dates have been like that first Christmas morning you ran down and found a packet of gym socks under the tree. I mean, I haven't even shared all of them. Some of them were so outside the realm I can't even... Okay, so my profile insists uneducated. What emusicalchairs.com assumes by that is learned how to pay for the service. Gina, for instance, watched The Real Housewives religiously. Peggy's a fan of Twilight. And Sandy essentially agrees with that 100-word stories guy about politics. And now... Tracy. I'd been on 20 dates, and I'd earned a session with emusicalchairs.com e-counselor Tracy to assess how my adventures in online dating were progressing. Tracy welcomed me into her spacious office, and after a few moments of small talk, she pulled up my comments section, her brow furrowed. It says here you are genial and affable. Oh, sorry, that's generally laughable. You're judgmental, cheap, provincial, superficial, shallow, mean, hidebound, leering, doesn't return compliments, you're self-involved, inattentive, and confrontational. Wait, I'm leering and inattentive? She shrugged. Different dates, different assessments. I see. Well, would you go out with me? No!
Adventures in Story Podcasting. Thank you, TJ. Christmas is over. New Year. Oh, happy, yes. Happy New Year's. Incredible Sylvester and... damn fine coffee. Right. Actually, it's not the coffee that's damn fine. You can take three guesses what's in it. Come on. I'm checking to see if you've been listening. No, not poison. No, not drain cleaner. Whatever. So, we got one more here. It's by Planet Z. Jeff Haidt said that on Google Plus that he had written one, and he needed to record it and send it in. Guess what he didn't do? Yep, didn't record it, didn't send it in. So, it's not that I ever post up a little notice every week saying, oh, I don't know, send an email to isfullofcrap@gmail.com with a story written on the topic and your link to a site if you're, you know, want to share it or you're not ashamed of it. If you're ashamed of it, I mean, just... You're already here. Right. That's okay, because in 2012, I'm going to be better about, you know, hey, you know, if folks are going to send in a story, they're going to send in a story. And they're not, you know, I'm just going to assume that they're engaged in adventures and offline dating. And that's cool, too, because you got to keep your feet firmly planted on the ground, unless... you're a professional skydiver, then your feet should not be on the ground unless, you know, you're landing, you know, drop, tuck, roll. Otherwise, you're going to break your ankles. So, really, have tuck, drop, and roll constantly. Just don't knock anything over. Have I babbled enough this week? Probably not. You've probably given up by now. So, speaking of giving up, how about a story by Planet Z? Sure, why not? Let's do it.
Lady Northgate was often seen trying on new dresses and shoes, but she only owned two sets of clothes at a time. She'd wear one outfit while taking the other back to exchange. Then, she'd try on clothes for most of the day before settling on an outfit to buy. The next day, she'd wear that to the store to exchange what she was wearing the day before. This went on for 20 years, until her death last week. She was buried in one outfit and left instructions for the other to be returned to for store credit. Just in case...
And there you have it, a huge number of stories about return. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff. The more people that see this on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and the post office wall, the more explaining you'll have to do to your loved ones, coworkers, and parole officers. Until next week, when the topic will be mine, this is Lawrence Simon saying Happy New Year to all of you, and thank you for listening. And, as if that wasn't enough, keep it brief.